This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We're covering a developing news situation for the Cowboys. Robert Quinn, still under contract with the Dolphins, in town to meet with the Cowboys. Would this be for a possible trade, or is news of his release in Miami dragging behind here? What is this most likely, Jeff?
It would be a trade. So Tom Pelissero said that the Cowboys are in negotiations with the Dolphins to potentially trade for him. Now, he would have to approve the trade, but I would think the fact that he's coming to visit Dallas means that he's open to the idea. So my guess is because he is no longer a double-digit sack guy, or at least he hasn't been, he's got 1 year and $11.8 million in salary left. So I bet you if you trade for Robert Quinn, it doesn't cost you much. It's them getting rid of a salary and you giving up a late-round pick to pay a large salary for a guy who may not play up to a $12 million player, but he would be your second-best pass rusher.
And he's a pretty good player, and Miami's trying to get the worst record in the NFL.
that's important.
We need the worst record in the NFL, and you don't help us get there.
Brian Broaddus was asked by Atolo Taylor. She said, does trading for Quinn change the Cowboys' plans to sign Tank? And Broaddus said, I don't see any change in plans at all. And most people around Cowboys Twitter echoing that same sentiment. I wish it would. You know, I think I'm rooting for that. That would be awesome. That would, to me, be the sign that the Cowboys are operating as an elite front office. You know, if they would trade away Tank, recoup significant draft capital, trade for Robert Quinn, get him to play at 11.8, that's how you want your aging defensive ends, with 1 or 2 years left on their deal at below market value, not giving the biggest deals in the world that really only Khalil Mack deserve, but because of market circumstances, you got to give your guy that. So I'm pulling for it, but I recognize with how many people saying that that's not what they're trying to set up, that they look at it as just trying to build incredible depth at defensive end to go win the Super Bowl, which Tank is going to be a part of.
And that, I mean, that is kind of the Patriot way. I think the difference is most other teams can't afford to give up one of their best players. And I think with the Patriots, when you have an all-time great at quarterback and head coach, you can. Now, the system is very sound.
Yeah.
Because the system would be, all right, DeMarcus Lawrence, we're going to turn that into a first-round pick, and we'll say in a third-round pick, right? Something like that. You get a first and a third. You trade him to somebody with cap space. They pay him long-term. You trade for and give up a fifth or sixth-round pick for a guy with a big salary that can rush the passer, though. So you downgrade. You save $12 to $13 million a year. You save $70 million in guaranteed money.
Yeah,
and when your pass rusher who you acquire is up at the end of the year and somebody signs him, well, hello, you have a fourth round pick coming back for that as well, and you just keep on churning that way.
So let me ask you this.
I think without the elite quarterback, it's a ballsier thing to do. To give up the elite player is a tougher thing to do when you're not being carried, because New England is carried by Tom and Bill.
Yeah.
But they do the best job of consistently churning their way to acquire veterans who are going to be solid and continually having draft capital to do it again and again and again, or draft players.
I'll come back and say the Eagles did it and had Nick Foles win a Super Bowl for them. You know, if you want to put your organization in a box, we're not as good as the Patriots. We can't do that. I don't think that's how the Joneses think. I think they think like, man, we're drafting well. We can do this, guys. And you're never going to find out if you can do it until you try. So, and I think now is the perfect situation when you're talking about a player with such vast injury history to give it a shot. We'll stay locked in on it. Segments brought to you by McShann Florist, by the Cann Academies, and by Mark Rubin, 1-800-LAWYERS. If credit card companies are blowing up your phone, do it more. Fan listeners, do make the free call to Mark Rubin, 1-800-LAWYERS, official lawyers of the Tolo. At 1-800-LAWYERS, Rubin and Associates. And every day at this time, we answer a question from the legend, Dirk Nowitzki.
Take that, Wilt. Take that, Wilt. Lucius, what do you think today?
Yo. Nice one. I think the NFL needs CBD's day.
How CBDs?
About NFL needs CBD's day.
Yeah. I think they should have them in a dropper right there for the guys as they enter the building.
Absolutely. When I found out the team doctors were giving like these kids fistful of opioids for pain management,
jeez,
I knew it was totally wrong.
Yeah. Horrible. not holistic. You know, America uses 80% of the world's opioids.
Hell
like the
yeah.
rest of the country's like, no, we don't need heroin to deal with injuries. We're going to be fine.
You ever heard of being a leader? That's what we do. We lead.
Check it out. We got the best way to deal with your pain.
Yeah. I got like a CBD factory at the house. Got the gummy rings, gummy bears, the drops, the things
manufacturing.
You mix.
That's what they
need. And, hey, these kids like to smoke weed. You can have the smoke hemp. It's CBD. It's less THC, like damn near no THC.
I need none, Lucius.
And
I'm
that's what
to
they need.
With
and
the
that's
law.
What they need. Instead, these NFLs, they're sponsored by alcohol. Meantime, they're telling these kids that they can't have CBDs, man.
I hear you.
This is terrible.
Jerry,
you need
to
get ahead of it, sir. Get your smartest people on it, Jerry.
Get on the ground floor. Create the biggest CBD company in the world and then just go get richer.
You have a brain injury situation in the NFL. CBDs help with that. Get your smartest people on it to look it up. You got pain management. These kids need new pain management. You have anxiety. You have stress. That helps them out. Get the CBDs in the NFL, Jerry. Stop playing. You're sponsored by alcohol. These kids can go out there and get themselves in trouble on alcohol. And you see every morning that somebody's dead, another soul gone from alcohol. But CBDs, you don't hear any of this.
Preach.
Help yourself, Jerry.
I guarantee you Tyrone Crawford wasn't on CBD when
he
was pushing police officers around.
Come on,
Jerry,
man.
We can head up in your jet to talk to Raj about this. Lucius, be front and center.
Let me speak your language. You got a green tea sipping radio DJ. Fourth man on a three-man show raising his net worth, Jerry. I'm talking your language now. Raising my net worth. Come get some of this money, Jerry.
Is there any
Good
stock
Lord.
We need to get into?
Oh, yeah, there's quite a few.
Don't say it out loud. Wait till the break. This is secret stuff. Don't be letting everybody.
You got a perception that you don't care about your players out there, Jerry.
Boom.
I'm talking about the NFL. This right here will show you that you care about brain injuries, that you can't care about pain management. Do it, Jerry. CBDs.
Go on.
All right, I'm done.
Mike,
great,
what day is
great
it?
Great stuff.
It's time to change the name of free throws.
Because they're not free?
No, they're not throws.
Oh.
I mean, it would be like if there are free throws, we'd have to throw the ball at the basket.
Well, you're throwing it.
We
just
should
in a different
call
way.
It
free shots.
Free shots.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought, well.
Thank you, Lucius.
I thought maybe you'd take out the word free because of Luka.
Is it Pitbull that does the shot?
Yeah.
Shot. Yeah,
it's a shot. It's a free point or free point.
But it's not free points.
We won't go to free points because you have to be good at shooting free shots.
Yeah.
They should change the name of free throws to free shots.
Should call them
my man.
50% chances for Luka. Here's Gavin with a guess.
I'm going to go with Be Super Creative Day as at Fish Sports Mike Fisher reminding me just a few minutes ago as I was perusing Cowboys Twitter. That's what Stephen Jones said they would have to do with free agency coming up, and it appears they're doing exactly that. Are you happy? Are you not entertained? Do you think Eric Berry and Robert Quinn combined would satisfy the fans who have been in angst about getting the players?
I don't know. I feel like we got to ask Mike. I feel like every time the free agency comes up, I look over and there's consternation on his face. How do we make you happy, Mike? If Robert Quinn's here and Eric Berry's here, are you happy?
I just want the season to get started again.
You're ready for it to be over.
Yeah.
Okay. It does drag on when you have some of these contract situations.
Or the draft. I'll at least can we get closer to the draft?
Today is National Poultry Day.
My girl?
I love chicken. Best thing about chickens is for those two or three years that they're laying real fast, you have eggs. And when they stop laying real fast, you have chicken.
Man,
is that right?
Yeah, you just always have good food.
Gavin, you say this, and Premier Grilling is the best, but there's not a Premier Grilling near us, or at least near me. Man, Costco has the best meats to buy.
Oh, yeah. And they got the best selection, but then the most prime steaks. They got Wagyu sometimes.
I got four, and I didn't even go with what's choice is the lowest, right?
Yeah, I think so. Or
I got
select.
Four choice filet mignons from Costco this weekend and cooked them up last night. My gosh, they were awesome.
Money.
I was like, wow, for the price and everything. I was just like, I don't know what the grocery stores are getting.
Yeah, I just go for
I
the one that
name
says it's okay.
The specific grocery stores I go to, but man, if I go to the grocery store and get a filet mignon cut, and then I went to Costco and got them, like, there's 1,000 times difference between the meat that I got at the grocery store and the meat I got at Costco.
You go there for prime brisket, you know, at the butcher shop, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's $98, sir. Costco, half price, 40 bucks, something like that.
Costco, I went in there to buy steak the first time, and it was like, all right, you want a ribeye? Here's the package of 8.
Oh, yeah.
All right, time to make a bunch of ribeye.
You got
to
go in and have that butcher guy set up. I think it's Friday night.
I saw him last time I was there. He was there. Last time I was there, he was there. But the first time that I went, it was like, all right, if you want ribeye, you better have some friends.
Yeah.
Today is World Social Work Day. Get out there and do some volunteer stuff while you're working today.
Give peace a chance, too.
That'd mean I actually have to have extra time in my life.
Yeah, I don't feel like you do. We need to talk about your stress levels, Mike. What do you think? Scale 1 to 10, what's your stress level?
47.
Okay. Today is National Chocolate Caramel Day. It's Let's Laugh Day. Clients Day. And Certified Nurses Day, which is a great Halloween costume.
All right. Good job, everybody. And congratulations if it is your day. All right. We have the first basketball player opting to sit out a tournament. He's going to prepare for the draft. He goes by the name of Daniel Gafford. He's an Arkansas sophomore, and they are going to appear in the NIT. So it's not the NCAA. I don't think anybody would ever sit out the NCAA because you could go on the miracle run. You know, we have Cinderellas all the time now that are getting to the Elite Eight. It would just be stupid to deny yourself that experience unless you're super injury prone. Like if you're Greg Oden and you're going to go top five, but every other time you play ball, you tear an Achilles or need microfracture.
Yeah. He was having to shoot left-handed in the tournament.
Yeah,
remember Greg Oden?
Absolutely do.
And he is actually so good. He was like shooting 65% with the opposite hand.
Yeah, it was incredible. You know, if you're the team getting ready to draft that guy, you would just imagine along with Brandon Roy and LaMarcus Aldridge. What you'd be capable of.
Just think
of.
If he could shoot right-handed with his dominant hand.
So he's a 6'11 center. He led the team in scoring and rebounding and blocking shots. Pretty good numbers there, 17-9 pretty much, plus 2 blocks per game. He's ranked as like the a top 30 prospect, but just barely.
Yeah, barely a first-round pick right now. If you go to mock drafts, he's living in the first round right at the end of it.
But it doesn't make sense. So I think there's something else to the story. Like, do you hate your coach?
Yeah.
Do you really want to leave school? Did, you know, something else happened? Because I don't think the risk of injury in a couple of basketball games is worth drawing attention to yourself like this. Because now the scouts are going to ask, do you really love the game? Why didn't you get along with your teammates? It really causes more problems than it could potentially solve.
They're going to sit him down and be like, you're not good enough for this stuff. No. Who are you?
Well, the other thing, too, is think of this. Kemba Walker. He's been a name recently tied to Mavericks. If he would have sat out the NCAA tournament, he probably would have not been a lottery pick. He probably was going to get picked somewhere between 15 and 30. And then he went on a 6-game, unbelievable stretch, and they're like, that's a top 10 pick. And we've seen this done before, not just Kemba. He's just an example I can bring up. And I know it's NIT. It's not NCAA tourney. But if he goes and he scores 35 points and 15 rebounds in round one, and I don't know if he can or can't, but let's just say he does. And then they go to round two of the NIT, and then he goes for 27 points and 20 rebounds, and he's shooting the three, and you're just like, oh, wait a second. We had him as the end of the first round. Have you seen his last 3 games in the NIT? This dude just took a jump and was averaging 30 points and almost 20 rebounds. All of a sudden, I think he might be a lottery pick.
Yeah.
But he's foregoing that. Because, I mean, every game I'm watching just dudes break ankles and stuff. It's not happening. It happens in football. It doesn't happen in basketball.
I mean, maybe he doesn't like the school. Maybe he doesn't like the NCAA.
That's where I think. Yeah. I think this is more of some sort of a stand that we don't know rather than I'm preparing for the draft because it doesn't make any sense. You can raise your stock here in these last 3 to 5 games more than any other sport in the history of sports.
So we'll be monitoring that story and pass along anything that becomes pertinent for you. I would love it if all the players just did this right now. Like, no, seriously, there's going to be neither tournament, NCAA, NIT. It's all out unless you can produce like $50,000 per player immediately. How's
that sound? Do
you think
that's what happened? Is he called up all the players in the SEC and like, we're with you. And he's like, good, I'll do it. I'm sitting out. And that was Monday. And then he's like, hey, it's Tuesday. Where did all you guys go?
Yeah, yeah.
You think he'll change his mind here, like on Wednesday? He'll be like, I thought I had a crew.
I was misled.
Yeah, I'd like to play.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That would make sense. It's like one of those, you know, those grassroots protests for the team. Come out and protest the Cowboys until Jerry builds a winner. He's got to fire himself as GM or we're not leaving. And like 8 guys show up. Looks like a Dungeons & Dragons convention.
Hey, a little respect for that, please.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you. I was taking a shot at myself there.
Oh, good.
I've been to a D&D convention.
How was it?
It was pretty pathetic, kind of smelled. A lot of comic book people around. Quarterback news.
Comic book. Now we're shaming the comic book people.
Just think if you were into comic books like 20, 30 years ago, now with all these Marvel movies, you'd have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Not still smell, though.
Yeah, and not that far removed from grown action figure man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.